Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He's a Super Bowl champion and NFL MVP.
Mahomes throws for the end zone. The pass caught. Wide open touchdown. Kansas City!
And there's only one place in Kansas City.
Mahomes, got it long for the end zone! Wide open touchdown! Kansas City!
And the only one place in the country.
That's what's great about the NFL, is you keep building and trying to play your best football going into the playoffs and try to get to the Super Bowl.
That talks with Patrick Mahomes every week. And that's right here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our conversations with the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, are powered by Google Fiber. Our conversation with Patrick Mahomes started with last Friday was his 26th birthday. How did it go?
It was good. You know, got to spend it with some of my friends and family. It was definitely a great time.
I don't even want to see what your phone looks like on your birthday. I'm imagining you had like 300 texts.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of text messages, Instagram messages, but it was good. I replied to them all. It just took me a little bit to get through them all.
Who's the most famous person who texts you for your birthday?
I don't know exactly. I mean, I had a lot of random people text me that I've kind of met over the years here. But, it's just cool to be able to not only have friends and family, but people that you kind of only met a couple times text you about it.
I'm always big on asking you this just because it just blows my mind. Like, what does somebody get you as a gift?
I think it's just usually things that I use a lot. Brittany and my mom are usually pretty good about either getting me sentimental things or getting me things that I wouldn't even think about getting, but I use. So those definitely are the things that I ended up liking the most.
One thing that stood out to me yesterday watching the game was whenever they showed Ray Lewis on the Jumbotron, he was doing his dance. You kind of had that, oh boy, that's Ray Lewis, that I really appreciate that you're just a fan of the game and you appreciate the history of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I watched Ray growing up. So it was cool to see him come out and do it. I was trying to get Chad Henne's attention because he actually can do the dance as well, that Ray little shuffle thing that he does. So I was trying to get Chad to do it, but he wouldn't do it.
He's one of those players. Ray Lewis is just one of those players that, like, on defense, you and I were a little bit in age, but we kind of grew up around the same era of, he was one of those defensive players that, like, scared you, but you also felt like could take over a game, and he also could single-handedly win it just by his presence on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard many stories of quarterbacks that played against him and that how he was diagnosing plays and calling out what you're going to do and what your checks were, and even to the time where he was telling you what you should check too. So, I mean, just the mindset of being able to know that, the film study, that's definitely something that I'm glad I don't have to go against.
So last week you had the environment of playing your first home game with fans, at least at a full capacity in some time. What was it like to go back on the road and play on that Sunday night environment against one of you guys' rivals in the AFC?
Yeah, it was definitely cool. I mean, it was my first time to play in that stadium with fans in the stands. And so it was a great environment, obviously a hostile environment, but I thought we responded well, just didn't come out with the win in the end.
I know you guys sort of know that there's a target on your back for the other teams in the AFC, and I thought it was pretty apparent what this win meant to the Baltimore Ravens and how they kind of celebrated at the end, that they've heard a lot about how they haven't been able to get over you guys. Do you guys talk about that, about, you know, you got to be sharp because you know you're going to get everybody's best effort every week?
Yeah, I mean, we've known that for the last few years now. I mean, we're going to get the best from every single team that we go against. And so we have to have the mindset of we're going to play our best football. So when you don't play your best football and you make mistakes, you lose football games.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, here on The Drive. Patrick, I feel like this is a cliche question, but How do you not let this one loss turn into two losses for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to bounce back in this league. You're not going to win every single game. You can try to. Go out there and have your best effort. But you have to have the leaders on the team to come back and fix what you messed up on. And we have a lot to learn. We had a lot to learn from in the film study from this last game. We have to come back and be better for it. And hopefully it kind of sparks a little bit of energy in the team that we didn't know that we need to get better and better as the season goes on.
When you watch it, what do you get more from watching you guys wins and watching what you guys do really well or the losses and what you guys need to correct?
No, I mean, it's both. I mean, you want to figure out what you're best at. You want to figure out the plays that we ran that we had success with and keep improving on those. And then you look at the stuff that you didn't have success on. You have to find ways to get better there. Like I said, it's a great film, a great game to watch and see a lot of things that we did well, but also see stuff that we didn't do well.
You mentioned great. Every week I feel like I ask you a question about Travis Kelce and something that he does. He just does things that not many other players in the history of the league can do.
Yeah, I mean, the physical talent that he is, I mean, to be able to make that run after the catch about how big he is and be able to read the zone defenses. And, I mean, I always talk about it, it's kind of like a tango between him and Tyreek, where Tyreek kind of causes defenses to play zones, and then Trav just really destroys the zone coverages. And so having both those guys really helps this offense go.
I remember Therese used to always say that gunfighters get shot. You know, when you make big plays down the field, eventually it comes back to bite you in some respect. You've talked about the interception, and I don't got to tell you about the play, but how do you not let one bad play kind of define you or kind of get in your head that, yeah, I made this mistake, but I make a majority of these kind of plays. I can't let it make me be timid for making these kind of plays in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I mean, I know and I learned from different passes that I make that I know I don't need to do again if that's an interception or if it's not an interception, if it's just close to an interception. But I'll never be kind of shy of throwing the ball. I'll never be shy of giving my guys chances to make plays. I believe that's kind of what makes me who I am and what makes this team who we are. I mean, we have guys that can make plays in one-on-one coverage, and we have guys that we scramble around and make those throws, and usually they work out well. And if they don't, you learn from it and get better from it.
Whenever something like this happens, is that something that Andy comes up to you and says, or one of those things like, you know, like you guys don't need to have that conversation because you already know what you did?
Yeah, I mean, he'll definitely might say something, or him or Coach Bieniemy will say something, but they know that I know. I mean, I knew from the moment I threw it. I knew before the play I should have thrown the flat route because I knew they were going to play the deep zone coverage, and I just tried to force it there at the end, even though I was about to throw the flat. But I just got to know the situation of the game, know that we can punt the ball. We don't have to score every single time, even though I want to. It's definitely something that I'll continue to learn from and get better from.
You talked about not being shy. What was your message to Clyde Edwards-Helaire after the late fumble?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a vital part of this team. I mean, he's someone that's going to get the hard-earned yards when we need him. He's going to catch the ball out of the backfield. And he, like you said, you can't let one play define him. I mean, I think it was one of his only fumbles, if not his only fumble he's ever had. So we'll never be shy of giving him the ball in those situations, letting him make plays because we know that he can do it.
This week is very different for you guys. There aren't many weeks where you guys are coming off of losses. You've lost like two of your last 29 regular season games. Whenever you guys meet on Wednesday and you guys are back as a team, what's your message to the group to get you to Sunday against the Chargers?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a lot that needs to be said. I mean, you can see it in the eyes of the guys in the locker room. I mean, guys are ready to go. We know how big of a game this is going to be, AFC West opponent, a team that's really good and going to give us their best shot again. And so, the guys will come in hungry and ready to go this week, and we get to go to Arrowhead, and I'm excited for that.
I know you saw the Peyton Manning and Eli thing. Travis went on there last week. Is there a chance that we see you join Peyton and Eli on their Monday Night Football broadcast?
Not that I know of as of right now. So unless something changes in the future, right now I don't think I'm going to be on it.
I think you'd be great on there. Just like your understanding of football, your personality, I think you'd be great on there.
Yeah, and I know Eli and Peyton pretty well. I went to the Manning camp, and I've got to meet him a couple times and talk to him a couple times since then. Great dude, so I'm sure that we'd have some great conversations. But not as much during season than I do stuff like that, so we'll see.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, it's always an honor to get to talk to you, man. I appreciate your time, and have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.